This is KUT. For nearly 5 million students in the U.S., English isn't their first language. In Austin ISD, some of those students are sent to a special school for international students, where dozens of languages are spoken. The idea is to help them learn English before sending them back to their neighborhood high school. But as KUT's Kate McGee reports, something else happens as well.
Muath Faria is at a desk by himself studying for his world history final. He's writing in English, but that's not his first language. Muath is from Saudi Arabia and just got to the U.S. months ago. He wants to learn English quickly and go to college. The same goes for a lot of his classmates, but Muath is one of the few who speaks Arabic.
Do most of the kids in this class speak Spanish?
The most people speak Spanish in this table. She speaks Rwanda and the other one speaks to Rwanda.
Students come to the international high school when they fail the state English test as a freshman or sophomore. They're from all over the world, Burma, Iraq, Nepal, but the vast majority is from Central America. So in the hallways and in the classrooms, when students don't understand something in English, most of them speak Spanish. And because so many students and teachers at this high school speak Spanish, other students like Muath pick it up too.
Hola. Como estás? Bien, that's mean good. Buenos días is good morning.
But when you're trying to learn English, hearing Spanish at the same time can make it harder. Muath says sometimes he gets tired of the Spanglish, especially when he wants to learn English first.
That's confused. I can't focus. If she speaks Spanish and after that I need focus for the English.
Keeping that focus could be harder for the Spanish speakers, too. Teachers say since there are so many of them, they've got this big comfort zone, and it can take them longer to learn English. Of course, for students who don't go into the school speaking Spanish, there is a big silver lining, picking up two new languages instead of one. Like Muath, next year he plans to take Spanish after school for extra high school credit. Kate McGee, KUT News.